Hello and welcome back to another week of awesome. It's Monday, October 2nd, and this year has been flying by. I feel like it was September just 2 days ago. I'm Koi. This is CNN 10, and we start with today's latest on the government shutdown. Last week, we covered how senators and representatives were struggling to agree on how to fund the government. And if they didn't figure it out, by Saturday at midnight, the government would shut down, meaning millions of federal workers responsible for services like the military, transportation and clean drinking water would stop getting paid. That doesn't mean all these services would end. Even if the government did shut down, essential workers would continue showing up unpaid to keep Americans taken care of and safe. But that's a lot to ask from anyone who lives paycheck to paycheck, right? Fortunately, Congress averted a shutdown by passing a short-term funding bill, which President Joe Biden signed right before the deadline on Saturday. Biden said the bill would give Congress more time to work out funding for the year ahead. New deadline is now November 17th. So, Saturday's bill keeps the government open and takes care of aid for natural disasters, but it does not include any money for Ukraine and its war with Russia's efforts or security at our borders. And that means we could see additional bills addressing these issues in the coming weeks ahead. While politicians in Washington, D.C. were dealing with the shutdown, about 200 miles north, New Yorkers were facing a crisis of their own. The city was hit with record-setting rain on Friday. Brooklyn saw a month's worth of rain in just 3 hours' time. And more rain fell at John F. Kennedy International Airport than any other day since 1948. The water overwhelmed New York's sewer system, flooded streets and buildings, even the city's famous subway. CNN's Paulo Sandoval takes us there now.
Chaos in New York City as heavy rain pounded the five boroughs and the surrounding areas. Brooklyn saw a month's worth, some 4.5 inches, in only 3 hours. Knee-deep water flooded streets.
Within, I guess, about 10 minutes, it was waist-high water,
forcing some residents to abandon their cars and others to create makeshift barriers to protect their homes and businesses. Flooded subway stations in Brooklyn with at least 10 lines suspended, and even buses taking on water while still in service.
Oh my goodness.
As they tried to wade through the floods, New York's airports weren't spared either. LaGuardia's historic Marine Air Terminal flooded. In the Bronx, the National Weather Service warning that the Bronx River reached major flood stage with levels hovering close to 5 feet. Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency for the city.
This is time for heightened alertness and extreme caution. If you are home, stay home. If you are at work or school, shelter in place for now.
China opened its first overwater bullet train line. It can take you to a city 160 miles away in under 1 hour. The new line in Fujian province goes along the west side of the Taiwan Strait, with the trains running as fast as 217 miles per hour. Fujian province is the closest part of mainland China to the self-governing island of Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory despite having never controlled it. In September, China's ruling Communist Party stated its aim to facilitate better connectivity and integration between Fujian and Taiwan.
10-second trivia. Which of these is not a requirement to become president of the United States? Be a natural-born citizen. Be at least 35 years old. Served in the U.S. military for a year. Lived in the U.S. for at least 14 years. All of these are requirements to be president of the U.S. except having served in the U.S. military, according to Article 2 of the Constitution. While there is a minimum age to be president, 35, there is no maximum. And recent CNN polls have shown that Americans are worried about the age and capability of the people who want to lead this country. But what about young voters? CNN's Omar Jimenez talked to students at William & Mary, a public research university and the second oldest institute for higher learning in the U.S., to get their thoughts on whether age is just a number.
How many of you think that President Biden is too old to be president again? And so why do you feel that way?
He does make a good president, but I just think that there is not a lot of representation for our generation in the entirety of the government right now, and I'd like to see more of that.
Is, like, President Biden capable of serving another term? I think absolutely. They should look to his legislative record and not necessarily to his age or his persona.
It's a key distinction for these William & Mary students. Age versus ability. President Joe Biden would be 86 years old at the end of his second term, while former President Donald Trump is just 3 years behind him. A different world than those who weren't even teenagers when Trump was first elected.
I was 11, I think, when that happened. Yeah. They don't say, go look at somebody who graduated 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 50 years ago to ask them for college advice.
I'm just looking for a candidate who's appealing, but the current candidates, Trump and Biden, I mean, they're fossils.
There are other candidates on the Republican side to choose from, but to some young conservatives, it's more about perception.
I was in sixth grade when Donald Trump won. He seems the same as he was in 2016 as I remember him. I don't see his age affecting him.
Some Republicans believe it can't just be about age.
They dismiss us all the time for our age, so we're not going to dismiss people on the other end of the spectrum for their age either.
If I asked you, is President Biden too old to run? You would say don't focus on his age.
Correct. If you're in really strong, great health and you look and you're being perceived by the entire world as confident and in control, then age wouldn't come up.
The White House has maintained Biden has more than demonstrated his fitness for the job. In 2020, voters under the age of 30 turned out in greater numbers than in recent elections, with exit polls showing they backed Biden by more than 20 points over Trump. It's part of why, at Hampton University in Virginia, Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off her Fight for Our Freedoms college tour, hoping to drive young turnout on some of the issues they care about most.
We want people in office who are going to listen to us and make changes according to that as well.
It's especially important for those who plan to vote for the first time.
I feel like a real adult. Just because we're younger does not mean that we don't have an understanding.
And to some, that understanding doesn't have an expiration date.
If somebody's 80 years old or pushing 93 years old, as long as they know what they're doing, that's all that matters.
But to others, age means understanding, especially on issues like climate.
They don't have as long of a future on this planet as we do.
Hey, direct about it. Yeah.
Are you enthusiastic about placing your first ever presidential vote for President Biden?
Given what he's done in office, yes, I am happy to vote for Biden. Just wish that we had another candidate who could relate to us a little bit more.
It's a bottom line that could swing an election by the youngest of margins.
I think it'll make all the difference.
Yeah, I think it'll be pivotal. A single college campus could make a difference. Youth turnout is maybe the most important factor in the next election.
Omar Jimenez, CNN.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is a magical landing by a skydiver in England.
Yeah, girl, I'm coming for ya!
Nailed it! Jan Zackel, now known as Unicorn Man, was one of about 30 skydivers in a contest attempting to land and ride an inflatable unicorn after dropping from about 6,000 feet in the sky. Some of these skydivers were just... ouch. But Jan, or shall we say, Janicorn, was the main man. Horned to be wild, he says he was going about 60 miles per hour when he successfully mounted up.
Coming for ya!
I do believe it would not behoove us to try that at home. Fun fact, did you know unicorns are the national animal of Scotland? Giddy up. This mythical creature even represents Scotland on the United Kingdom's Royal Coat of Arms, right next to the Lion of England. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't hyped for today's shout out. A storm's a brewing. The storms of Owyhee High School in Meridian, Idaho. Let's go. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Time now for me to go. I'm Coy Wire and I'll see you tomorrow.